Hello, I'm John Pellow, Chief Executive Officer of the Canadian Council of Christian Charities, with another podcast from my blog, Leadership Reflections. This podcast is entitled, The Impediments to Finishing Well. A paragraph leapt off the page of a book I was reading while preparing another podcast. The authors of The Ascent of a Leader report some striking research that is a reality check for leaders who become complacent about their leadership. Here's the paragraph along with my comments. Now, the blog version of this podcast has links to 16 previous posts that relate to the topics raised by this research. You can access the blog at cccc.org/blogs/John. The authors report that, after having conducted extensive research, Dr. J. Robert Clinton, professor of leadership at Fuller Theological Seminary, believes that more than 70% of leaders do not finish well. He bases this startling statistic on 6 criteria gleaned from common traits among leaders who do not finish well according to their self-analysis, the analysis of their peers and followers, or the teachings of their professed religion. First, leaders who do not finish well lose their learning posture. They stop listening and growing. You should be continually reinventing yourself. I've now been through 2 contract renewals at 4Cs, and each time I have asked the board to advise me on what kind of leadership they think is required for the next 5 years, so that I can determine, am I already that leader? Can I become that leader? Or do they need another leader? You must stay fresh as a leader. Learning and growing requires you to admit that you don't know everything and you are not yet perfect. That requires humility, so be humble, check for blind spots, and admit you may not always be right. A great way to begin learning and growing is to write a case study about a leadership situation you are experiencing right now. Second, the attractiveness of their character wanes. This is due to the old adage I've just written about, that power is a corrupting influence on character. Third, they stop living by their convictions. It is crucial that action aligns with your words. You must put your espoused theology into action. If you don't think you have enough theological training for ministry leadership, then consider taking some courses. Fourth, they fail to leave behind ultimate contributions. Step back and think about how your contribution will be perceived a century later. Your contribution should be to leave a strong, healthy ministry, adaptable enough that it will be capable of continuing its mission as the uncertain future unfolds. Fifth, they stop walking in an awareness of their influence and destiny. I've written that a leader's character is contagious. The team around you will gradually become like you, for good or ill. So be careful what your behavior is teaching others. Also, once you have discerned your call, think about what you want the legacy of your leadership to be. Finally, leaders who finish poorly lose their once vibrant relationship with God. I've written about how a leader can maintain an intimate, vital relationship with God. You must be aware of the public consequences of your personal spirituality, and you should take a personal spiritual retreat, at least annually. If you've lost your sense of intimacy with God, perhaps my post, Why Doesn't God Speak to Me, will help you out. Take care of these 6 issues, and you should expect to finish your ministry career well and enjoy seeing significant fruit from your labors. Thank you for listening. God bless.